We've been studying here and looking in the last few months, I guess. I don't remember how long it's been now, but for the last number of months, we've been studying through the Gospel of John here in our Sunday services. Today we want to look at John chapter 12, and I want to preach to you about a family that loved Jesus. A family that loved Jesus. There's three characters in this family that we'll see, and they are a brother and two sisters. The brother's name is Lazarus, and the two sisters' names are Mary and Martha. Okay, this is a family that loved Jesus. I want you to look with me, and just to begin with, we're only going to read the first three verses. If you can stand with me, please, as we read these scriptures. John chapter 12, and we'll read verses 1 to 3. John chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead." Some of you would remember at an earlier time, we talked about it last week, how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. We're going to discuss that a little bit more this afternoon, but notice what it says, verse 2, "There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment." We want to look at this family, this brother and two sisters that love Jesus. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word, your precious word that's been inspired and preserved for us. We believe that. And I ask you, Lord, to use your word and your spirit to speak to us today, to challenge us in our own lives, that we might also love Jesus the way that this brother and his sisters love Jesus. Help us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You can be seated. A family that loved Jesus. A family that loved Jesus. Obviously, it was here sometime after Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead that now Jesus was back in Bethany in the home of the people the Bible describes as people that he loved. Jesus is now with Lazarus, and he's with Mary, and he's with Martha. Lazarus, now alive from the dead, the Bible says he was actually getting to sit at the table, and he enjoyed sitting there with him and fellowshipping with Jesus Christ. We have a great picture here in these verses. I want you to listen carefully and think about these thoughts. We have a great picture here. When Lazarus was dead, there was no fellowship, was there? That's an obvious. When Lazarus was dead, did he have fellowship with Christ? No. No fellowship with Jesus, no fellowship with God. But now he was alive, and he was in fellowship with Jesus Christ. When we are spiritually dead, and the Bible would teach us in Ephesians, we are all born spiritually dead. We are all born dead in our sin nature. We're born spiritually dead. And it is only when we are born again of the Spirit of God, when the new birth takes place, when we choose to believe the gospel and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, when we're born again, born of the Spirit, that the Spirit quickens us. We're made alive, the Bible says. He comes to live in our spirit. And then we can enjoy fellowship with God. When we're dead, there's no fellowship. But when we're alive, when we're new in Christ Jesus and alive in Christ, then we can enjoy sweet fellowship with our Savior and with the Heavenly Father. Notice again here, John chapter 12. And let's just read these first three verses again, if you would. John 12, verses 1 to 3. "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, and Lazarus was one of them, which sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment." The picture of Lazarus. Think about Lazarus here sitting at the dinner table. Think of him sitting there with and fellowshipping with Jesus Christ. You know what? It reminds us of what a great privilege we have. How privileged we are that when we are saved, when we have been raised from the dead spiritually, how we're able to enjoy fellowship with Christ daily. Just as Lazarus was now alive and was able to sit in fellowship with Christ. Listen, we spiritually enjoy great fellowship with Christ. We who are alive in Christ, you know what? We're able to sit with Him anytime. Jesus back then was, you know, he was limited in bodily form and only being able to be in one place at a time. But now, you know what? Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. The Spirit of God indwells everyone who has believed on Christ. Hey, He can be with us everywhere. He can be in your home. He can be in my home. He can be with you when you're at the park. He can be with you when you're at work. Hey, you can enjoy fellowship with Christ every day. And we ought to enjoy fellowship with Him. We ought to spend time sitting at the table, per se, sitting with Christ, fellowshipping with Christ, enjoying that. We see Lazarus enjoying sweet fellowship. Secondly, think about Mary. We read about Mary, who we know about Mary, that she loved to sit at the feet of Jesus. She loved to get close to Jesus. She loved Him very, very much. She loved to spend time at His feet worshiping Him. But in verse 3, I want you to see what happened as a result of Mary's devotion and Mary's adoration for the Lord. What did she do? She anointed the feet of Jesus with a pound of what was very expensive ointment. She deeply loved the Lord Jesus, and she expressed her love for Him by this gift. She expressed her love for the Lord by taking something that was precious, something that was very valuable, something that maybe she had saved for a long time. And she lavished it out on Him. She poured it out on Him. She gave it to Him. She deeply loved the Lord Jesus, and she expressed her love by this gift and by spending time with Him. You know what? Mary can picture for us that Christian who loves the Lord and who loves spending time at His feet and who loves growing in the grace and knowledge of the Savior and who loves abiding in Christ and fellowshipping with Christ and loves enjoying that intimate, close relationship with Him that He wants to have with us. Her costly gift and her anointing Jesus' feet shows us the love that a Christian really ought to have for the Savior. I think her love and her example of love, her giving to the Lord, is a great example and a great challenge to every one of us. That, oh, I wish I would love the Lord like she loved the Lord. That I'd be willing to take something precious and valuable, something that I'd saved for, something that I'd gathered up and I'd been gathering in an account, or she was gathering money in a jar and she had bought this spikenard, this precious ointment. And now she gave it to Jesus. We see the love that a Christian ought to have for the Savior. The third person in the family, we talked about Lazarus and Mary. Who's the third person in the family? Martha. Martha. Martha is another picture of someone who loved and served her Lord Jesus. Now, Martha was gifted in serving others. I think she would have had the spiritual gift of serving. She loved to serve others. She loved to prepare the home. She loved to cook the meal. She loved to serve others by her work. You know what? All of these things we see are important, I think, in the life of believers. You know, that we don't have to just have one of them and not the others. I think they're all important. I think they're all valuable. Like Lazarus, we see, who enjoyed his new life and so on, and enjoyed being alive. But as a Christian, enjoying new life in Christ, that spending time fellowshipping with Him, isn't that something we all need? Isn't that all something we all ought to do? Spend time in fellowship with Him. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in the Word of God. Just spend time talking to Jesus and let Him talking to you. Let Him talk to you. What about Mary, who expressed her love for Christ through her personal sacrifice and giving? You know, it really is true that giving is worship. You want to worship the Lord? Okay, then give. Giving is one of the greatest expressions of worship, because worship is all about showing God what you're worth. This is what you're worth to me. This is what you mean to me. This is how valuable and precious you are to me. And giving is an expression of our worship to the Lord. Like Martha, experiencing the joy that comes from serving Jesus. You know what? I think Martha got a lot of joy out of serving Jesus. I think Martha got a lot of joy out of making sure the home was all nice for Jesus and cooking that meal and preparing for Jesus. Now, were each of them maybe a little bit unique in their personalities? I'm sure they were. We have seven children. They are all unique. They're all different. And they all have different spiritual gifts as well. You know what? And there may be sometimes where one, you know, is seen as a strength because God has given them a gift in a certain area. But you know what? God can take each of us the way He uniquely made us. And He wants our expressions of love. He wants us using our gifts to serve Him and show our love to Him. Martha just loved serving. She enjoyed serving others. You know what? It's Christ-like for us to serve others, isn't it? It's Christ-like for us to serve others. This, to me, was a wonderful home. Listen, this was a wonderful home. Wouldn't you like your home to be like this? I'd like my home to be like this. I'd like to have in my home that there be some brothers and sisters who love Jesus and want to serve Jesus and want to give to Jesus like Lazarus and Mary and Martha did. They were devoted Christians. They were a devoted family. They were brothers and sisters who loved the Lord Jesus. Look at the scriptures with me again. Look back and let's begin reading there in verse number 2, and we're going to read down through verse number 6. John chapter 12, verse 2-6. There they made him a supper. And Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. But notice this. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor. Or in other words, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag. He was so trusted that he got to keep the money bag, the treasury bag, amongst the disciples. It says, and bear what was put therein. I want you to notice the difference between the family in this home versus Judas Iscariot. Lazarus loved Jesus and loved to sit at his feet in fellowship with Jesus. Martha loved Jesus and enjoyed using her talents in the kitchen to cook a meal for Jesus and to serve Jesus. Mary, she loved Jesus and she enjoyed also spending time at his feet worshiping him. And in this scripture passage, we learn that she took something valuable. She took something that had cost her much money and she poured it all out on Jesus. Maybe she'd saved a little bit of money week after week, month after month, year after year, just so that she could buy this pound of valuable ointment. People believe that this sort of thing would have been imported from the Far East and it would have been very valuable, very, very expensive. You know, perhaps she had originally bought it for herself. It would not have been something that Mary could have just come up with the money just like that. Maybe it was something that she'd saved for years and years and years, and maybe it had been bought for herself, but now she had come to know Jesus Christ, and she loved Jesus Christ, and she saw this as an opportunity to express her love for the Lord, to express her love for the Savior. And so she gave it all. She used it all on Jesus. You know, in my life, I've heard stories about it, and I've seen times where maybe a child was saving up some money in a piggy bank to be able to buy something for themselves. But then when they heard about maybe a special need at church or a special offering for a missionary, they emptied out their piggy bank. They took all that they had and they gave it in that special offering. Adriel did that back earlier this year when we did, those of you remember at our activity at our home, we did a coin offering thing. And Adriel took all the money he had saved in his piggy bank and brought that to use to give to the missionary. You know what? I think that is similar to what Mary did. She had saved money to buy a very precious, costly, valuable ointment. But when she knew in her heart that her Savior's death and her Savior's burial was coming nigh, she took what she had. And she saw the opportunity to show her love for the Lord, and she used it all on Him. Mary gave, why? Because she loved Jesus. Because she loved Jesus. You know what? Lazarus and Martha and Mary, it's obvious they love Jesus. It's clear that this family loved Jesus. They enjoyed fellowshipping with Jesus. They enjoyed serving Jesus. They enjoyed worshiping Jesus through their giving. But think about Judas Iscariot. What a difference. Judas was selfish. Judas was dishonest. Judas was upset. Why is this ointment being all wasted on Jesus' feet? We could have, he said, oh, we could have sold it. We could have had that money to give to the poor. But Jesus, scriptures are inspired, he knew the truth. It wasn't that Judas loved the poor. He wanted it in the bag so that he could steal off of that, scrape off the top, scrape off of it. That was Judas's heart. Oh, you've got some that love Jesus and want to express their love to Jesus. And here you've got a dishonest man, a selfish man, a man who was never truly a disciple of Christ and who would betray him. Judas did not care about the poor. He did not even love Jesus. He just wanted money for himself. What a sad thing it is when our selfishness reveals the condition of our heart. Can I ask you some questions? What do we live for? And don't just let me ask the question. Why don't you ask yourself the question? I'll ask myself the question. What am I living for? What do I give towards? What is the focus of my life? Do I enjoy spending time fellowshipping with Jesus? Do I ever just sit and talk to him? You say, people might think I'm crazy. Well, let them think you're crazy. Have you ever driven down the highway and you see somebody in their car and there's nobody in their car? Oh, it's especially common now with all these phone and Bluetooth stuff. But I've seen people just going, I saw a lady the other day just laughing and going crazy. But before all that, before there was Bluetooth and all this, you remember times driving down the road and you got somebody and maybe they got something in their ear, whatever, and they're just in there, in their car. Hey, people don't mind being seen looking a little crazy or doing crazy things. Hey, what's wrong with you to just sit on your couch or sometime in your car and you just happen to talk out loud to Jesus? So who are you talking to? I'm talking to Jesus. I'm talking to Jesus. Hey, do you enjoy fellowshipping with him? Do you enjoy sitting and reading your word and saying, God, I want you to speak to me through your word. I want to hear your voice. I want your spirit to speak to me. I want your word to speak to me. And you just talk to him. And you talk to him for a little while and he talks to you for a little while. And you talk to him and he talks to you. Do you ever do that? Do you enjoy spending time talking to Jesus? Do you read his word? Do you spend time with him or are you too busy for him? Do you spiritually just rush through the drive-through sometimes on Sunday mornings, hoping to get something to eat? Or do you sit at the table with Jesus often and enjoy good fellowship with him? Do you come to church on a Sunday morning and it's quick going through the drive-through? Come on, let's go. Let's go, Pastor. Let's get it done. Come on, I want my meal now. Give it to me. Give me my order and I'm out of here. Is that our spiritual nourishment for an entire week? Is that just all we get is some quick drive-through meal every week and boom, that's it? And then no more fellowship with Jesus the rest of the week? No more time in prayer? No more time in the Bible? No more time speaking to him and asking him to speak to you? We need to sit and eat with Christ. We need to enjoy fellowship with Christ. We need to spend time in his word and spend time in prayer. Talk to him and listen to him. Do you love him? Do you love him? Then like Lazarus, we need to fellowship with him. Do you love him? Then like Martha, are you serving him? Martha loves serving Jesus and others. She was gifted at cooking. She loved preparing the home. She loved having the table set nice. She enjoyed doing nice things for others. It was a primary way that she expressed her love. You know what? All of us ought to serve Jesus. John chapter 12 there in verse 26 says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Do you enjoy serving Jesus? All of us ought to serve Him. We may serve in different ways. We may have different spiritual gifts. We may have different talents and abilities, but we should all serve Jesus. You should all take the spiritual gifts in your life, take the talents that you have, maybe take some things about your background or your experience and use those things to serve Jesus and to serve others. Do you love Him? We should fellowship with Him. Do you love Him? We should be serving Him. Galatians 5:13 tells us, by love, serve one another. We're to be like Jesus, and we are like Jesus when we're serving others. Martha loves serving Jesus. You know why? Because she loved Him. She loves serving because she loved Jesus. And do you love Jesus? Then like Mary, are you giving to Him what you have? You know, God doesn't ask us for what we don't have. He just asks us for what we do have. Are you willing to give Him what you do have? Are you willing to give Him what you do have? In 2 Corinthians, Paul told the believers that they would prove the sincerity of their love by abounding in the grace of giving. Many times our giving does communicate where our heart is at. It communicates, it shows what we love. Mary and Judas Iscariot, again, what extreme opposites. Mary, who's willing to take something she'd saved for, something that was precious and valuable and expensive. And it was even unprovoked. It wasn't asked, it wasn't announced, but she just wanted to pour out this offering on Jesus to say, I love you. I love you. And she gave it to Jesus. Judas, on the other hand, was a thief, selfish, self-centered. What a difference. One loved Jesus and one did not. That's the difference. They both had heard Jesus teach. They both had seen Jesus perform miracles. People would have looked at both even and actually thought that they were both followers of Jesus. But the truth was that they had very different hearts, didn't they? Mary had a heart that loved Jesus and Judas did not. Mary's priority was Jesus and Judas Iscariot's priority was himself. In Matthew 6:33, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Are we seeking Him first? Are we putting Him first? What's our priority? Is our priority Jesus or is our priority just ourselves? Mary's affection was towards the Lord Jesus and towards her Savior. Judas Iscariot's affection and love was only towards himself and his own things. In Colossians 3:2, it tells us, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Where's your affection? What is your heart set on or set towards? You know what? Mary's words and actions, they were true. And they were from her heart. But Judas Iscariot's words and his actions, they were dishonest. He was just living a lie, wasn't he? Just living a lie. In Mark chapter 7, verses 6 and 7, Jesus spoke of religious hypocrites. He spoke of those whose worship was vain and those who only, the Bible says, they honored Him with their lips, but their heart was far from Him. Boy, I hope it would not be that, you know, we only honor God with our lips, but truthfully our heart's far from God. Judas walked with Jesus all the time, was trusted by the other disciples, but all the time he was living a lie. He didn't love Jesus at all. What's our priority? Where's our affections? What is true in our heart? Mary loved her Lord more than she loved money. Judas Iscariot loved money more than he loved the Lord. Look with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Did you hear that statement there? Mary loved her Lord more than she loved money. But Judas Iscariot loved money more than he loved the Lord. In Matthew chapter 6, notice what it says in verse 24. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is referring to money and material things and so on. We can't serve two masters. We have a choice to make, to love Christ or money, to serve Christ or money, to love Christ or to love self. It was Mary's love for the Lord Jesus that was obvious because of her actions. Right? Her actions validated her love. Her actions proved her love. Look at what verse 21 says. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Why would a man, why would a woman, why would we be willing to give our money or buy some nice gift for our spouse? It's because we love them, right? We should love them. Hopefully we love them. Listen, the reason why we give, the reason why we make sacrifices is because we love someone. Mary's love for the Lord Jesus was obvious. I love to read of this family. This is an awesome family. Lazarus and Mary and Martha, they love the Lord Jesus. They loved the Lord Jesus, and it was evident that they loved him. Why? Because they wanted to fellowship with him. They liked Jesus being in their home. Do you want Jesus in your home? Or do you want Jesus only on Sunday morning from 11 to 12? 10 to 12? 10 to 2? Is that all you want Jesus? Or do you want Jesus in your home and in your life every day? At church and at home and at work? Do you love to fellowship with him? This family loved Jesus. They wanted to fellowship with him. They wanted to spend time with him. It was evident that they loved him because of how they wanted to fellowship, how they enjoyed spending time with him. It was evident that they loved him because they wanted to serve him. Martha, what a great example of serving. And it was evident that they loved him because, like we see in Mary, they enjoyed giving to him. They enjoyed giving. Giving wasn't, oh, somebody wants to make me give. No, giving was something that she wanted to do because it was an expression from her heart. She loved the Lord. She loved the Lord. Boy, I pray that that would be true in our homes. I want that to be true in my life. I want that to be true with my sons and daughters. I hope you want that to be true in your life, as a husband, as a wife, as a family, in your own personal life, that you can love the Lord and want to serve the Lord and want to give unto the Lord like Lazarus and Mary and Martha did. Ask yourself some honest, hard questions to evaluate your own life. Do I really love him? Do I love him like I should? Do I make it important to spend time with him? Do I ever just sit at his feet to talk to him? Do I ever spend time in prayer? Do I spend time in his word and listen to him? When I give, do I give grudgingly or do I give because I love him? Do I give all that he wants me to give? Do I enjoy serving him? Or really, I'm too busy. I got my own life. Jesus loves us. Jesus died on the cross for us. How is it ever too much for him to expect that we would live for him? That we would love him? He died on the cross for sinners. He died for me. He died for you. How we ought to love him and serve him and give to him what he deserves.